think one of the first things is a DNA office that obviously understands the complexities of the POAs. And you only truly understand that when you get into the inner workings of it. Just reading the rule books is not enough. So that's the first thing, that all the DNAs really need to understand the process. And then simple things like standardized baselines that the DNA offices can use to attract investors is a really important step. Because at the moment, there's a big burden of paperwork and cost on many project developers. I think the DNA offices that we're dealing with that are really positive, prompt in their replies, good at pointing us in the direction of other agencies in government for environmental approvals and the like. A DNA can either be passive or it can be really positive in saying we want these projects to come forward. And the better DNAs are going to attract more project activity at the end of the day.